Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Thursday, May 10th. We are sitting in Washington, D.C. It is currently 5:41 p.m. We never record at this hour because news usually dumps on Thursday night and Friday morning. But we've decided to say fuck it and take a worldview rather than a microscopic view of what's been going on in the worlds of professional wrestling and presidential politics.
Yes, and we wrote a book on that topic called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. It's available on Amazon and Audible, and you can listen to Brandon read it to you.
And how much is it to buy as the ebook?
It's $3.16.
Hell yeah.
And then the Audible, you're going to have to pay.
You got
to
pay a lot because that's the joy of reading. It's cheaper if you're not illiterate.
Lesson.
But if you're illiterate, if you're like wrestler Test, I'm assuming Test was illiterate.
Jeez, we're just taking it on Test.
That's off mic. No one knows how my real feelings about Test. We didn't do this for a few weeks because I was out of the country.
Yeah.
And I left during the Greatest Royal Rumble. So I watched the first 2.5 hours of the Greatest Royal Rumble live. And then I was at an airport and my wife deemed it inappropriate to be watching the Greatest Royal Rumble while boarding an international flight. So I didn't watch it, the rest of it, for 10 more days. I thought
the
it was great.
The suspense was killing you.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Can you get those hours back?
Yes.
No, you can't. That's
Hold
not,
on.
That's
okay.
How that works.
So no one liked the last two pay-per-views.
Right.
And I've been back.
That is correct.
I've been back here for roughly 5 days, and I've watched all of them, 2 weeks of Raw, 2 weeks of SmackDown, and two pay-per-views in like 5 days.
Yeah, that's too much wrestling. It's too much tuna.
I loved it. I love the pay-per-views.
This is because you're a heel. The Greatest Royal Rumble.
I swear to God, I'm not being a heel.
Greatest Royal Rumble, from what I saw, was a, like, badly booked house show made at the behest of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
In no way do I disagree.
Okay.
But did you watch the entire thing?
No.
It was incredibly surreal and inappropriate, and I loved it.
I like when they had the guys who were Iranian? Where are they supposed to be from? Cut a promo on Saudi Arabia, and then they got death threats because they thought that was a good idea.
Here's my one complaint with the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Not a lot of signs. Sorry, that was stupid.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tweet during
it. Well, there was also, because it was a very... Because the company, there is a women's revolution. The women revolutioning over here. They weren't allowed to go. And then the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia apologized because a promo they showed during it had women scantily clad doing things.
So they were like, yeah, we'll still show the exact same promos like we would a house show.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're just like, run it. Who cares? What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, that's why I loved it. I love that Cena did his stereotypical, we have all the kids. It's the only time you saw girls in the entire event was when Cena was showing them never to give up because you can never even start if you're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Start a car, you know? I mean, it's tough.
It was fascinating stuff. There was rumors that Paul Heyman wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
He was there. There were rumors Sami Zayn was not going to be there.
He was not there,
and he did not get buried because of it, which was fascinating.
I don't know whose call that was. It's one of those, what else is it? What stamps do you have in your passport? Apparently, he's performed in the Middle East and other places, but yeah. Because that's the thing. That's with Heyman. I guess he hasn't been to the homeland because I don't think they look kindly on passports with Israeli stamps on them.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, so
that was crazy. That was a thing that happened. It was a Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah,
where the kid can just make his thoughts come true.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. And a Saudi prince was like, I want WrestleMania, and they're like, well, we just did that. And like, well, do it again and different and been here and worse.
It was great.
And they're like, yes, please give us money.
It was amazing. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would.
Yeah, well, low expectations. And then Backlash also happened. They did another pay-per-view, which I was like, when I realized it was the go-home show, I was shocked. I was like, wait, they can't be doing this
shit
again.
It's amazing.
And this is after a year where they were doing two pay-per-views a month, and I was still like, this is too much pay-per-view.
So I don't know if everyone picked up on it. No women wrestled at the Greatest Royal Rumble. So you would think, oh, we're booking the next pay-per-view a week later.
Yeah.
Maybe we just make this a lot of women because a lot of these guys are tired. They went from, by the way, they went to South America, South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa or South America?
South Africa, back to the U.S., back, and then Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, we'll throw in some more international fights. Mostly men's matches.
They easily
could have made it.
There's a lot of titles, Brandon. It's a co-branded pay-per-view. There's a lot of titles and no tag matches.
I found this incredibly fascinating as well. I really enjoyed it. And yes, the pay-per-view is great because the first match was legitimately good. No qualifiers.
Yes, The Miz and Seth Rollins, great match. Probably one of, I think, Miz's best match ever. Top five for Seth because he's had some.
I'm going to go with the match where he instantly concussed himself at WrestleMania.
Yes, that was great.
Okay, so the other matches were good. They were very good. And then the last match that everyone hated, I loved it because everyone hated it so much.
Yeah, the Roman Reigns stuff is just not. The problem is it's not even like, oh, he's a bad wrestler, which he's not. He's a good wrestler. The push is fine. They've done this before. It's just not fun.
Okay, we've gone over this many times, and in the Washington Post, the day after the 2016 election, you wrote the piece saying that Roman Reigns is Hillary Clinton.
She's not fun.
I'm going to posit
for her twice, not
Roman
fun.
Reigns is Jeb Bush.
Please clap. Yeah, he's getting close to please clap. It's just no one gives a shit.
I loved it. I loved it, and I loved it even more because people are totally in on Samoa Joe saying mean things about Roman, and that's wonderful.
But now he's on a different show. So
who cares?
Doesn't have to do that anymore. No, it's fine. It's just it's a half hour of Raw every week, and it's a half hour of the headlining match. It's good to be able to, you know, block around that and go, oh, this is the time I make dinner or do the dishes or whatever or not watch wrestling. The pay-per-view also had the third match in a month. Between Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles balls, which is like, that's, I mean, the fact that they ended it with a double nut shot.
Pretty cool.
They did a double count out from double nut shots in a no DQ match. So a count out does not exist in a no DQ match. So they did a finish that can't happen because both men were screaming, ow, my balls.
It was great.
No, that's fine. I'd like them to just blow it off properly at some point and just give Shinsuke the belt.
Speaking of blowing dudes off properly, our big show of the week.
Well, it's a big show.
Mike Pence.
Perfect. I'm glad you were able to land that transition.
Mike Pence. We've wrote a book about this. There's a lot of comparisons. Mm-hmm. Clearly the biggest comparison in the world of wrestling is Donald Trump and Vince McMahon are the same person.
Yes.
And that's it. That's the point of our book. That's the point of the last 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 15, at least three terms. He's going to have the belt longer than Bruno.
Rest in peace.
Really? Yeah, whatever.
He
lived a long life.
What a mark.
Yeah.
It was a mark for a living.
What a loser. Okay, so we're both Italian, right? I'm Italian. Are you Italian?
No, I'm just a mutt.
Cool. Yeah. I'm mostly a mutt, but when it comes to Bruno, big Italian guy.
Nice.
Mike Pence is Pat Patterson.
Okay, so Pat Patterson, longtime consigliere of Vince McMahon.
The most Italian word you could come up with.
You're welcome. And he's a longtime wrestler. He's French Canadian from Montreal. He was openly gay behind the scenes to everyone in the business knew. He at most points I think in his career he played like a gorgeous George, effeminate guy as a heel, playing it up, wearing lipstick, doing all that stuff. Pat Patterson was involved in the WWE's sex scandals in the early 90s. His was more. Allegedly coercing wrestlers to do sexual acts for a job, whereas there was other sex scandals that involved minors. There was no evidence that he was connected with that, except that it was just bad timing for all that stuff to come out. He took a leave of absence, but he was back. He was there.
He's still there.
He is still there. Lesser role, but he's still there. And he helped book the screw job, so he's pretty important.
So the reason why Mike Pence is Pat Patterson is because today on CNN he said this.
I would very respectfully encourage the special counsel and his team to bring their work to completion.
As others have noted, his words echo President Nixon in 1974, 1 year into Watergate.
I have provided to the special prosecutor voluntarily a great deal of material.
Our administration has provided over 1 million documents.
I believe the time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end.
We fully cooperated in it. And in the interest of the country, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Pence is protecting Trump. Yeah. Patterson protected McMahon. He took a big air quotes here. He took a leave. He didn't take a leave. It was wonderful. He just stepped aside. He took the heat.
Yeah.
Mike Pence is taking the heat like Pat Patterson would take the heat.
There you go.
Really quick, I don't know if you noticed this, but this was something that happened when I was gone. Tom Brokaw was removed from giving a commencement address because of recent sex scandals. Do you know who they replaced him with?
Pat Patterson.
Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
So if you're like, well, why does that matter, Brandon Weatherby, co-host of the Great American Bash podcast and co-author of The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling, do yourself a favor. In Google, type in Ring Boys and then add Linda McMahon and see what pops up. The fact that the Me Too movement hasn't come to the WWE, to me, is astounding.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that the only one that they kind of... It was an old story that made it back in the press, but nothing happened. Was Vince McMahon in my hometown of Boca Raton, Florida, sexually, propositioning? I don't know what he did.
It massage parlor story?
It was a tanning salon. And
I apologize.
Yeah, no, get it straight. Get your facts right. You're a broadcast journalist, like Bobby Heenan. The fact that hasn't happened, and that there's no, I mean, Cena pre being with Nikki Bella when he was on Howard Stern, he talked about how when he was like on the road, you know, multiple women a night. I'm not saying John Cena is going to be the target of a Me Too movement, but I'm sure there's some wrestlers like, Enzo Moore. That was the closest that we got.
Yeah. Let's get back to Linda for a quick second. Yeah. Linda recently appeared on The Takeout with Major Garrett. That's a CBS News podcast.
We don't support other podcasts.
Where they go to a local DC restaurant and then they eat and talk about it. Major Garrett, you might have seen in my Instagram feed. I took a photo of crazy motherfucker 9/11 man Rudy Giuliani last year at the DNC RNC counter programming. And Major Garrett's in that photo as well. So Major is a pretty big deal over at CBS, and the episode is a joke. I highly recommend you listen to it, because what Major Garrett does is what most respectable journalists do. They treat the WWE as a sideshow. And because it's a sideshow, you don't really care about things like unions or the health of your workers, or why is a small business, and why is everyone an independent contractor? And that's not how business should work.
What about those Ring Boys?
Yeah. And it's brilliant. Linda does a brilliant job completely changing the narrative of like how they built up a company and bankrupts and they took on the government. Did that? No. It's full of horrible, horrible lies. She's amazing at her job.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Linda is a bad person. She's blatantly a bad person. But in this interview, in this context, she's really good at her job.
She's good at her job. She's better at this than pretending to be in a coma and then kicking her husband right in the balls.
Which
listen, what I'm saying, if you like watching guys get in the balls, watch WWE. It's good fun for the whole family.
They do talk about how it's a family pro. It's a horrible show, and I highly recommend you listen to it if you know what Chris and I talk about.
Yeah, which if you know us, then you probably have heard this.
And before. You probably hate us. Okay, moving on to something that's directly related to both politics and wrestling. Kane won his primary in Tennessee, in Knox County, Tennessee. The general election's in August.
Yeah.
He won by 23 votes.
It's pretty tight.
That is tight impressive.
Margin. Yeah.
If Kane went to the Greatest Royal Rumble, he probably would not have won his primary.
Oh, yeah. You can't be going into business for yourself in Saudi Arabia when you're trying to be the executive of Knox County. Everyone knows that, Brandon.
So, Kane will most likely be your next mayor of Knox County due to the help of The Undertaker and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Two very dumb men.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan, Jill Stein voter. Yeah. Daniel Bryan.
So I missed that when I was gone, and
it was a big day.
Sports Illustrated reported this week that he won by 23 votes.
Yeah,
that's
good
impressive.
Job, Kane. Please stay off TV. Please get your ass to Knox County.
Some person that I would like to see on TV even more is Jericho, the best wrestler at the world at what he does, is the best at appearing both in Saudi Arabia and Japan.
Yeah, busy week.
He decided to be entrant 50 at the Greatest Royal Rumble. He might have gained 50 pounds.
Also, I imagine him doing the I'm 50 sketch.
I loved the storyline of him and Kevin Owens continuing. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that he went to Japan and appeared as a goth teen.
Oh, yeah, the lipstick was an interesting choice. Lipstick under the mask.
Why not?
Well, just because, like, you just do it for you. You just want to feel pretty, and you just put on your lipstick.
Daniel Bryan appeared on Jericho's podcast this week, where we learned that Jericho was the backup for Shane McMahon.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, Vince calls him up, and he's like, well, listen, Shane's got diverticulitis, and he's got a staph infection, he's got a hernia coming out of his stomach, but, you know, he's good to go, but if not... If my son dies, you know, it's tragedy, blah, blah, blah. Are you good to go? Can we fly you down from your Fozzy gig?
So we've learned that I legitimately think Chris Jericho is the best.
Yeah.
He brings me the most joy of anybody on screen in the last year. Yeah. And I think KO is number two.
Yeah. I think you have to. Who's really good right now? Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rusev's up there. Ciampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some guys who are really...
Speaking of best, the Melania has a new ad campaign, Be Best, which I think is a wonderful slogan because it's something that kids could remember. It's something that isn't necessarily grammatically correct, but that's not a bad thing.
You have to say it in like an Eastern European accent?
I'm not going to make fun of her for being Eastern European. I think it's better than the Be a Star campaign. You think the Be a Star campaign that the WWE does is better?
I think you should be a star and do jazz hands when you say it. Be a star. But I think it's funny that these two organizations who consistently rely on
WWE
bullying,
and the USA.
Yeah, USA. They're consistently bullying. That is kind of why they do what they do and how they do it.
The best. Why they have to be the best.
Why they're stars. They're superstars in the universe. And it's because they bully. There's continuing a storyline where the bully is kind of the bad guy in the Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax thing. But she does get all the good lines and of like Nia Jax taking someone's food and eating it in one bite and all this stuff. It's kind of amazing. But the president... tweeted today, Senator Crying Chuck Schumer fought hard against the Bataran deal. Thought he was terrible until I fired Comey. You know, like, this is what he does. So it's just and everyone's like, oh, she's so brave. I can't believe it. You know what's brave? Divorce him. Leave. Like, you know, when they say, like, a path to citizenship as part of immigration deals, it usually doesn't include marrying Donald Trump. Okay, nobody forced this on her. This isn't like white slavery.
You can't prove that.
I can prove it because I am the best. Because I be best, bitch.
Don't make it sexist.
I was calling you a bitch.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fine.
It's the Attitude Era.
Speaking of the Attitude Era, not great announcing it in the Attitude Era. JR was a great announcer, mm-hmm. but his foil was not a good announcer.
Yeah.
It was a pedophile.
Alleged.
It was alleged pedophile Jerry
Thank
the King
you.
Lawler.
Just respect to that soda drinking freak show.
I think I'm going to posit the argument that we are in the golden age of Corey Graves. We are in the golden age of WWE announcing. If you combine, not on the same show, but like overall the talent pool here, if you have Mauro Ranallo doing NXT and you have Corey Graves doing both SmackDown and Raw, there's never been a better time for WWE announcing.
Yeah, don't forget Nigel McGuinness bringing that British, you know, when everyone
Which
sounds smarter with the British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And let's think of the Brain stuff. You had Brain and Gorilla. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. But it wasn't the most current stuff.
Yeah, that's some of those references. Yeah.
I loved Ventura and Gorilla. Mm-hmm. It wasn't consistent.
It was consistently racist.
That's true. Touche.
Yeah. Apologize to Chico Santana. The Flying Burrito.
Oh boy. I think we're in the best era ever of announcing.
Yeah, if you tune out the third guy in all the shows.
Oh, no. Are you talking about Byron?
Oh, well, Byron's fun as a foil because he lives with his parents and Corey makes fun of him.
And he makes fun of Coachman every episode of Raw. So you don't want to tune anyone out.
Okay, well, Coachman's gone soon. He's getting replaced with Booker again. But
which is fine because there's always going to be almost a fight.
Don't get worked in a shoot, brother. So Corey's great. Corey this week, he made the... Mean Girls reference a couple weeks ago. He made a little Sephora. He said he'd like to bottle up Mandy Rose and sell it to Sephora or something.
Real weird.
It was a little weird. But that's his gimmick is that he just transferred his Eva Marie gimmick to Mandy Rose, which is perfect because that's what they do with her. And then he also compared Aiden English to Spider Jerusalem for all the trans metropolitan fans who are also WWE marks.
Yeah.
That Both of us.
Completely over my head.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great.
So I think we're in a wonderful spot. I think the world is getting better. One of the things that is making the world better is the Trump World Order, according to today's episode of The Lead with Jake Tapper. Mm-hmm. The North Korean story was titled The Trump World Order, not New World Order, even though this only happens because of the most important black member of the New World Order, Dennis Rodman.
Geez, just shading Virgil like that.
I didn't want to say his name. We've already buried Virgil enough. But yeah, Trump might literally deliver peace between North Korea and the world based on a member of the New World Order.
Yeah, it's kind of like something you'd... I feel like he said it on a bet.
It's happening.
Yeah.
They announced the date. It's between CM Punk's next UFC date and Money in the Bank.
Okay,
it's
busy month.
June 12th. So on June 6th, we're going to see CM Punk hopefully not get killed.
Not get killed, but...
At the United Center. And then we got Trump.
Hopefully his spine is united. When
Trump. Trump is going to be in, I think it's in Singapore on June 12th. And then 5 days later, Money in the Bank also in Chicago.
Yeah. Trump and, like, negotiating peace in, like, with North Korea really in Singapore, doesn't it sound like a later season of 24? Like, this does not seem good.
Well, you stepped over my question, was what of the three are you most excited for?
Well, I'm not excited for WCW World War III. I'm excited Money in the Bank. We've got some qualifying matches this week that was made Raw and SmackDown worth watching. Matches with stakes. Mm-hmm. Good matches. Mm-hmm. Men and women. Hopefully a man doesn't help a woman win the Money in the Bank again this year.
How about Rousey wins the men's briefcase?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I know, but let's just have fun.
No, wrestling isn't fun. You do this because you have to. Wrestling isn't fun, but Money in the Bank should be good. CM Punk is going to embarrass himself to $1 million or something. He's going to be fine.
Do you think if Punk wins, he'll appear at Money in the Bank?
Just humor me. He's all in. He's not going to Money
in
the Bank.
You think he's all in?
Who's more likely to be at Money in the Bank, CM Punk or Brock Lesnar? CM Punk.
Mm.
And that's not saying much.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yes. Money in the Bank will happen.
How far are we from...
There'll be a good NXT that weekend.
Hear me out. Do you think somebody in North Korea showed Kim Jong-un the greatest Royal Rumble and was like, all we got to do to get that here is you make nice at this meeting?
Yeah. He's like, your dad or somebody had Flair here?
Yeah. Come on.
Look at Roman.
We can get
so strong.
We can get Charlotte here.
He's a big dog.
We can get the big... It's his yard. What if North...
Is the DMZ his yard?
What if Roman Reigns is just the North Korean champion?
Yeah, they get a special belt like in Saudi Arabia.
Come on.
The green one.
Come on.
I'm all in favor.
Sounds like you're all in.
I'm all in. It's not till September.
All right. So June's going to be an exciting month for the WWE and Universe.
Yes, the UFC.
That's not the biggest news in my world. The biggest news in my world is clearly Total Bells is coming back next week. I'm incredibly excited. It's my favorite television show since Talking Smack went off the air.
It's been dark times for you.
It's a dark show on Total Bells this season. It's a real dark timeline. When researching this show, I just typed in Total Bells to see when it was the show airs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on May 20th. And the first thing that pops up is John Cena connected to a Total Bella star. And I was like, who's this for? Of course, he was engaged to the lady.
Yeah.
And now the dirt sheets are saying he's dating Carmella.
This is all unsubstantiated.
Of course it is.
Yeah. It's
of course it is.
It's almost like it's promotion for a TV show.
Which is wonderful, and I love it. And the reason why I'm bringing Mella up is because on the last season of Total Divas, she was dating a big man named Big Cass.
Yes.
So we're going to end this episode with our evergreen midget wrestling news.
And a recommendation for something you should go on YouTube or Vimeo or whatever. But yeah, so Big Cass comes back from injury. He's still a heel, and he had a feud with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's first singles feud. So it's kind of like, let's give Big Cass the rub a little bit of working with our most over guy. And let's give Bryan a good comeback story and give him a good win. So he, in the run-up, the Big Cass, he's 7 feet tall, can't teach that. Even though his body's looking a little SAWFT, his main attack on Daniel Bryan was, you're short, which is just gold.
Classic
material here. They haven't missed a beat with how to book Daniel Bryan. So he's Daniel Bryan's short, so they went back into the Attitude Era playbook. And you say, I'm bringing out my opponent, Daniel Bryan, everybody. And out comes a little person dressed like Daniel Bryan.
Now, this isn't new.
Yeah. My favorite's when Sean did it with Bret Hart. I think after the screw drop.
Yeah.
Yes. Matt,
classic guys.
Disrespectful.
So this is scripted. Clearly they hired somebody to play the role.
What did you think happened, Brandon?
I'm trying to put you back on track here. Come on.
No, so there was a little person. They kidnapped a little person, dressed him up as Daniel Bryan, put him out there. Big Cass kicked him right in the fucking head. The segment allegedly, according to the same dirt sheets, will besmirch the name of John Cena, Juan Cena. It says that Cass said, you know what, after a big boot him, I should really get down there, ground and pound, punch him in the head a bunch. And they're like, no, don't do that. And so he went to Vince. Hey, Vince, what do you think if I ground and pound him and make it look real good out there? He's like, no, don't do that. So Cass did that, and now he's got some heat, the bad kind, from your boss because he beat up the little person too much.
That's great.
So I'm officially on the side of the WWE. I think they're a very progressive company. They want little people to get beat up the right amount. And my recommendation, if you want to see some of the finest programming they've ever done, WWE has a pay-per-view called Tables, Lodge, and Chairs,
yeah.
TLC. 1 year, very recently, maybe 2014, not that long ago, they had a WLC match.
It was the pre-show, right?
It's pre-show. It should have been the main fucking event. It's everything. It was midget. It was little person wrestlers. There was a little person announce desk. They used step ladders, small chairs. It's just amazing. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. You should see it. WLC, WEELC.
What a horrible, horrible company.
Just the worst.
Just the people. On the plus side, nothing is shocking to me in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone gets shocked about stuff. I mean, we didn't even talk about it because it happened right as you were going, right during the Greatest Royal Rumble, I think. There was a correspondence dinner and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People like talked about it for weeks. Didn't matter.
No, not at all. And not at all.
Yeah.
You know what did matter? When Dennis Rodman was in the NWO.
For life.